Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame! Alexi, for today is piperi. Piperi, or pepper. Piperi is a beloved spice that we know tastes great on salads, meats, and vegetables. But did you ever consider piperi or pepper sprinkled on the top of ice cream, a latte, or berries? The contrast is incredible. Open your mind to the possibilities of piperi. Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia. Nearly eternal, the oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit kefilife.shop. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen, actually, and I've got this fabulous woman, Pamela Braga, who studied Ayurveda at Miami University. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Kiki. How are you?
Yeah. Oh my God, great. So this is one topic that I've not covered. I like Chinese medicine. I like the Mediterranean diet. I've studied keto. I've studied Weight Watchers, all these forms of food. But what exactly is Ayurveda?
So basically, Ayurveda translates to science of life. And basically with Ayurveda, what we're doing is we're looking at nature, we're getting inspired in nature to live a healthier, more calm, more balanced lifestyle. So basically on Ayurveda, we're working with the seasons. So let's say during the summertime, Earth will provide us a lot of leaves, a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's the perfect diet for us for the summer. It's hot. These foods are easy to digest. They will provide you the energy that you need. And as it's getting colder outside, as it's the years changing, the seasons, we adapt into that. And in the winter, we're going to adapt to like stews, soups, things a little bit heavier, a little bit hardier. So you can storage some energy with this food.
So Pamela, like if we look at food and summer, because we're coming up on summer right now, we're in the spring. What would you say are the most energizing foods or the foods to have in your pantry, your fridge that will energize you correctly and that's available?
Well, that's also very interesting. What happened is we are all different. So with Ayurveda, we're working with the elements. For example, cucumber has a predominance of water and just like watermelon. But if you think about pepper has a predominance of fire. So it's not only about the seasons, but it's about the personality. It's about the person. So let's say if I have a person, even during the winter time, but that person is a little bit overweight, it's very heavy, very lethargic, a slow person, I should not feed that person heavy food. That person needs to feed herself with energetic foods, lots of spices. Now, you take a person that is very skinny, it's like an energizing bomb, and you're going to give that person too much spices on the summer, that person will explode. So you need, yes, that person needs cooling elements such as the cucumber, cilantro, cooling foods. So we're not only looking at the seasons, but we're also looking at what element is predominant on you. and we can balance that element, not feed you more and more of that same element.
So like, let's say, for example, me, I really enjoy spicy foods. I like salt. I like olives. I eat the Mediterranean diet. It's part of my life. I identify with it. So in the summer, I do like the cucumber salad with the domata salata and the olives and all that. By the way, where are you from?
I'm originally from Brazil and I've been living here for 12 years. You see, like sometimes your body's already craving these healthy stuffs because you already feeling you are connected with yourself. You are connected with nature and then your body will crave these good stuffs. But unfortunately, most of us were very disconnected. So what happened is we crave in the opposite of what we should be having. Like, let's say, like a person that is like a very fire, pita element. That person loves everything red, loves tomatoes, loves the berries. And that person should include lots of greens in her diet. But in the other hand, as I told you before, a person that is element earth, that person loves heavy stuff. That person should switch a little bit to more spicy to spice it up.
So you think that if we're like a certain element, we should add more of the opposite element?
Absolutely. That's the only way we balance. Like if you're hot, spicy, and I give you more hot and more spicy and more sun in your head, they're going to produce more and more imbalance. So I believe that's the beauty of Ayurveda. Like it's very individual. It's each one will have a different element. We all have all the elements, but the predominance of the elements in our body is different. And what I love about Ayurveda is that each person is treated individually. We all have our own needs, of course, as a collective, but it's very individual. It's very like tailor-made for us. And I love that.
What's interesting is I studied at integrative nutrition and we call that bio-individual. So for bio-individual, I'm different than you, you're different than me, but basically we need to do one thing that's similar, which is to balance ourselves.
Yes. Now, the beauty about Ayurveda is not only about the food, it's about these healing spices that can totally change your food. You're cooking just a simple meal with simple veggies, but when you cut your ginger and you add a little bit of ginger and you add a little bit of turmeric and you add the cumin seeds, those spices, they're magic. They increase the metabolism of the body, they reduce inflammation. Also for patients that have circulation problem, like the combination of turmeric and the black pepper is divine.
Really? So it's nature's medicine?
Yes, it's nature's medicine. And we work a lot with the spices. The spices are a huge part of the food. I came back now from India. I was in India for 6 weeks and I did a treatment that is called Panchakarma. I don't know if you heard this before. It's an Indian type of detox. It's a 3 week treatment. Basically, what it does, it unclogs all the channels of our body, increases blood circulations, increases your vitality. It's a cleansing done only with food. There is no medicine. We're eating very simple diet. It's called Khichdi. It's lentils with rice, basmati rice and lentils, a special kind of lentils, and lots of spices. This food is extremely easy to digest. You do this mono diet for like 2 weeks. Your body is in rest mode because it's like baby's food. So your body is just in rest mode. And then what you're doing is you're bringing your digestive system back to life. You give a big break to your body. You detox all the toxins. And then after the second week, when your body is all clean and detoxed, then they start introducing regular food again to your diet to now rejuvenate your body.
How many days do you stay on that lentils. And then also, can I get that recipe from you?
Absolutely. The name is Khichdi. It's amazing. I keep eating that at home because every time I feel like, oh, I eat too much junk in the week and traveling, I get home and make my Khichdi. It's amazing. You can feel the body's light. I will definitely share the recipe with you of the Khichdi and the spices. And we weren't like, this is a treatment. Okay. It's a medical treatment that you do in India because, you know, Ayurveda was the mainstream medicine in India until England came and take over. So right now, Ayurveda is becoming really strong in India again. There is many centers, many hospitals. Back then, that was the only medical treatment for them. So it's about 2 weeks on this Khichdi diet. And then after the second, but also it's combined with massages. It's combined with medication because the thing in Ayurveda, we combine mind, body, and soul.
And you know what? In Kefi Life, we talk about flourishing the mind, the body, and the soul, and the spirit for Olakala all as well. Because if one is out of balance, for some reason, your whole body's like, what is happening to me? What's going on here?
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So you were telling me, we'll get that recipe from you. And then also, what were you telling me about quinoa? Because I want to experiment more with quinoa. Is that a protein?
I love quinoa. I mean, I believe everybody's different, but quinoa does really well for my body. I was a vegetarian for a while, so I was always looking into source of protein that it was not animal protein. Right now, I eat meat again. I eat red meat. I eat chicken. I eat everything again. But quinoa is something that does well for my body. I believe it's a combination of protein, of carbs. My body digests well, so I do love quinoa. I eat quinoa with steak. I eat quinoa with chicken. I eat just these two odd veggies and I put quinoa on top. I combine quinoa with everything.
I need a recipe for that too.
I will definitely share a recipe with you, Kiki.
Okay, so let's leave it. Two things I want to share with the people that I care about. And one is, if there's one piece of advice you could give to people who want to balance their lives, what would it be? And then the next thing is, what have you learned in your life about all of this staying healthy and well?
Well, I believe if I can give advice to people is, number one, be intuitive about your body, like respect what your body is asking, and absolutely, like, take the time to cook your meals at home. It's fun to hang out, to socialize, to go out and eat outside, but your main food must be cooked by you, must be cooked at home. And when you start, I know it sounds like crazy, I'll cook all my meals at home. When you meal prep, it sounds crazy, but when you meal prep, it's so easy. You get home, if you have your stuff scattered, if you have your meal prep in 10-15 minutes, you'll have an amazing, delicious, and super nutritious meal for you at home. So I know that idea of cooking your meals at home may seem so far to you right now, but trust me, if you start prepping your things, cutting everything, having everything organized in your fridge, you can make a delicious, health, and super nutritious meal in 15 minutes when you get home at night every day.
So pretty much that's what you've learned, that you need to prepare for the food for yourself. If you really want to know what you're eating and you're intuitive about it, then voila, we will start to see balance slowly and surely.
Exactly, Kiki.
It's so nice to visit with you.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. I feel happy to be here.
And in Brazilian, okay, so in Greek, we say yamas, to our health. In your country, what do you say?
Saúde. Cheers. Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Stay right there. Up next, your weekly takeaway to keep it all as well. Hola, kala. Yamas, it's Kiki Vale. Today, I'd like to personally invite you to sign up for my Tuesday newsletter. Why? Because here I will directly communicate with you, sharing additional wellness content and promotions that our team has created for you in mind. I promise not to overload you, only further inspire you. Visit kefilife.com today. Sign up for the Tuesday newsletter, bringing you one step closer to Olakala all as well.
This Olakala moment brought to you by the law offices of Liston & Sintelis, ranked number one by the leading lawyers network since 2010, taking care of all your real estate needs.
Hi there. If you're trying to get to your best self, you're going to have to experiment. This means trial and error of what works and what does not. Example, I'm working on cutting 10 pounds for my summer body, and I noticed my eating patterns were off from when I felt leaner and better during 2021, 22, and 2023. After some reflection, I realized what I was doing differently. My morning routine was off. I'm back now to drinking water first thing in the morning, eating grapes if I really need to chew on something, and I enjoy 30 grams of a protein drink before my morning workout. Nothing heavy or too filling before 10 a.m. Olakala, all is well when you actually test it out, whatever it is, food, recipes, fitness, or otherwise.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Kefi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit kefilife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.